Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today with Evelio Matos, Adam Peel, and Corey Connors.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How's it going?
Hey!
Happy Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day.
Every day is Earth Day. What are you talking about? I live on this planet.
Oh, today's Earth Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to
Mars Day.
Mars Day or Pluto Day or
every day is Earth Day.
Every day. Okay.
Must appreciate this planet.
We should. We should do that.
I hate this planet.
Really? Wow.
It's too much oxygen here.
Yeah. The first to kick off. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, man. What's up? How's it going?
Good.
It's going good. I just got a shipment in. I think we're going to be talking to these guys next week. Oh, hello. Whoa. Hello.
Whoa.
I got some not beer.
Yeah.
OMG.
So cracking one open here on Earth Day. Cheers. Mm. Yeah, it's never a bad time. It's the first sugar-free, alcohol-free, gluten-free, and taste-free beer. Mm.
That sounds good.
It's a fine American sparkling water.
Nice. Beer.
I'm excited to talk to those guys next week.
Where is it brewed? Locally?
Made in America.
Oh, American. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do we got? Celebrating Earth Day strong.
Oh, somebody's hiding their profile.
It's okay. Hey, we got some guests that are going to be coming on today. I'm pretty excited about.
We do. Super excited. Who do we got, Corey?
Mr. Paul Nowak, the executive director of Green Blue, and Mr. Adam Armstrong. Specright. What is he? VP of sales or something like that?
He's VP. He's like partnerships, or he's the VP of showing up late and making us start late.
Yes. senior vice president of showing up late to Specright, Adam Armstrong.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Oh, what's up, MJ?
Hey, it's MJ. Let us know if you guys are watching this on YouTube, LinkedIn, wherever it is that you're showing up. Let us, just drop a line. We get this. The show gets pretty good coverage. Like we get people coming in from Egypt, Africa.
Yeah,
somebody coming from Mongolia before. So
I think it's the number one. I think it's the number one live packaging show on LinkedIn on Mondays in the entire world.
Definitely,
that's right. At 7:30 a.m. Not in Belarus. We're banned.
No. We are still banned in Belarus.
And it's not even close. I mean, there's nobody even close.
No, not yet.
Congratulations to you too.
But the next person to start one will probably be number one. Just so you know, we set a pretty low bar.
Don't encourage them for that. No.
Yeah. Cheers. No. Hey, Chris.
All right. So, hey, real quick, you're drinking that not beer stuff, and it makes me think.
Yeah.
This weekend, my daughter had a softball game, and all these 12-year-olds are pounding Celsius hot or something like that.
Not good.
Kid's like, what is that stuff? And I'm like, I don't know, let me look. I had no idea what it was. It's like a slim can, which is basically like two monster cans worth of caffeine, which is insane. And these girls are in there just pounding the stuff, and I'm like, dude, that's not cool.
Yeah, it's I was reading something about I'm gonna get into the Skull Shaver here in a second.
Dude, I've recommended it. I don't even shave my head, but I recommend it. I'm like, dude, you should, check out this guy. He's doing YouTube things.
It brings a lot of clarity to life when you're just like that's. I do my best thinking actually, clearly, while I'm doing that. the Celsius thing. I was looking up like Prime Energy, and so it's because you look at like the labels. I mean, this is just water, right? And it's like, zero of everything. Like, oh, this is really healthy. But apparently there's something with sucralose, which is like not quite studied all the way, or I don't know what it was, but like beverage people were like, it's not really actually all that healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
Prime is being sued for having PFAS. Did you see that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Prime is being sued in a massive lawsuit for having PFOS and PFOS. I don't know what PFOS is, but it's similar to PFOS. So
you say tomato, I say tomato.
Caution. Yeah.
Well, we know one thing. Jake Paul's going to fight that. Hey-oh.
Ew.
Hey-oh.
I'm trying not to hit the new theme song by Adam Peake.
Yeah. No. Why would we do that? We have guests on. They don't want to hear me.
We better bring these guys on. These guys are
super excited to bring these guys up. We got Paul Nowak. Hey Paul. And we got Adam Armstrong.
I'm just laughing in the background here at you three.
Paul, thanks
for coming, guys.
Important first question here. Why not Novak? Why do we have to say Nowak? Or Nowak. I want to go full German and be like, this is Paul Nowak.
Well, the Polish don't have a great opinion of the Germans. I'm not sure if you historically.
I remember that. There. Yeah.
There were some issues a couple times. So, yeah, we kind of reclaimed it and said, let's not go German with it.
Okay. So it was a historical last name change.
Yeah. Don't look that up. But yes,
that's what grandma said, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know what's funny? My grandpa told me that we were Polish. Like he would make kielbasa and he like taught us Polish words and he did this whole thing. And then I did one of the ancestry tests and I was like, grandpa lied to me because there's like not a whole lot there from Poland. So I just
We'll still claim you.
Oh, okay. All right. It was just like generous. A mix of like British and Scottish and Irish all just like melded together. Like, thanks a lot, Grandpa. Not Polish.
Adam, you have to tell us your title, sir. We made up a few for you, but we knew you were the vice president. But what's the real one?
I thought we were going to talk about the origin of the last name Armstrong.
No.
It's from the Stretch Armstrong clan.
I'm VP of customer success and strategic partnerships, and try to make the title as long as possible.
Success.
Do you view customers being successful as a strategic partnership for SpecRite?
Very much so. I think actually the customers that get the most success are those that view it as partners, oftentimes, and you know, I know in each of your roles, you know the feeling of being treated as a vendor versus a partner. And when both sides treat you as a partner, it works out better. So the majority of what I get to do is work with our team that works with all of our customers to set up the SpecRite software. And so it's pretty fun being able to see kind of all the different use cases and learn a little bit about all different types of industries. And as I know you get to do in packaging as well.
Adam, that was a haiku, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Successful customers are viewed as partners. I think it was a haiku is what it's called.
All right, so real quick.
Pentameter.
So for anybody that's watching, listening, still at this point, what do you guys do? Like, just real quick, what is SpecRite and what is Green Blue? Let's start with you, Adam.
Yeah, sounds good. So SpecRite is a cloud-based software platform that helps consumer goods, manufacturing, retail, all sorts of companies manage their product and packaging and related component specifications. And so we work with a lot of large brands as well as mid-market and challenger brands to help manage all the details about the products and components that they put on shelves. And then we have tools that help them to increase the quality and to improve efficiency and collaboration with their suppliers. And then a major focus is around helping them improve and increase sustainability.
Adam, question for you.
Yeah.
If I were a brand like this Smarty Pants, would I be able to use SpecRite to know how I could recycle this?
So you will be able to do that soon through our collaboration with Paul and How to Recycle.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Paul, so can you tell
I'll
us
hand about? It over to Paul to tell you a little bit about how to recycle in Green Blue.
That's called a professional transition, Paul.
Yeah, that was
that's a softball.
So Paul Nowak, executive director of Green Blue. So Green Blue is an environmental nonprofit. And what we do is membership collaboration programs. So you, if you haven't heard of Green Blue, most likely you've heard of some of our largest programs. So one is the Sustainable Packaging Coalition, or SPC. Another one that we're going to focus a bit more on today is the How to Recycle Program, or H2R, an on-pack instruction label for end-of-life for packaging.
Okay. So if you've ever gotten like a box or something, right, on the back of it, you've got these little labels that'll tell you exactly. It'll say whether you can recycle it, not recycle it, have to take it apart, and what bins to put things in. Makes it a lot easier, I think, for.
It's not smart hands. I wasn't doing brand. I didn't get the brand endorsement for that.
Right.
Yeah. So it just makes it easier for customers to recycle their product.
Exactly.
So then both of you guys are coming together, right? So we got SpecRite and How to Recycle coming together as a partnership. How does that benefit the consumer?
Adam, if you don't mind, I'll take a first stab at that.
Yeah, go ahead. That's
Sounds great.
Oh,
I was hoping for both. So, you know, I think the best solutions are kind of the most simple, elegant solutions, similar to packaging design. You don't always get them, but when you do, you see them, right? And hopefully you jump on them with both feet. So I started my role as executive director almost 2 years ago. And one of the things I did was a listening tour when I first began the role. You know, that's kind of standard as you get into a new role in an organization. And one of the things that I learned from our members, because we're a member-based organization. So when I say members, that could be a major retailer, that can be a converter, that could be a CPG, that could be groups like SpecRite, you know, different partnership programs. But as I was talking to the members, what became clear to me is the brand equity and the growth needed in our programs was maybe unrealized from a partnership collaboration standpoint. So what do I mean by that? How to Recycle started about 12 years ago as a collaborative at SPC. And some of you might even remember this if you were around in any of the sustainability circles when it started. It wasn't called How to Recycle. It wasn't called anything, right? So a bunch of members came together and said, we believe there's a better way to instruct consumers on end of life for packaging, what to do with your packaging. And so 12 years ago that happened. And in the first couple of years, you have like maybe 2-5 members, you know, some large members joining. Well, today we're closing in on 600 brands using the How to Recycle label.
Yeah. Amazing.
So the good work that my team has done, that the brands and the members have done, is amazing. Our internal team is very focused on, you know, environmentalism. They're really sharp packaging designers, chemists, you know, people who understand the recycling space, but not necessarily people who understand workflow optimization or data specifications from a standpoint of a brand. So what I started to do when I did the listening tour is think through, you know, why do we have to do this all ourselves? Like, is this the whole lift? You know, if you've ever had these thoughts with yourself, like, do I bring it in-house? Do I outsource it? What's the best way to do this? And I was lucky enough to meet Adam and some of the SpecRite people as we were doing our membership discussions. And what started to occur to me was, we weren't leveraging the best of the best in the industry to help with these issues. And to be clear, when I say these issues, and we were joking a little about Earth Day at the beginning, this is a major issue in our world to have an instruction that a consumer can use. To get it there, though, the average person doesn't understand the complexity of getting from A to Z with the right specification, including the right label. And oh, by the way, let's add like regulation into the mix. So working with people who do that every day in the space just made sense to me. So we have several members we're working with on this. SpecRite has really been great to look at the specification side, harmonization and workflow. So it's really leveraging the best of the industry to move faster for the need of our world is kind of how I'm looking at it.
Well said.
Yeah, I'll add on, and I think you know, to that point, Paul, and I think all of us here agree that the ecosystem supporting each other, you know, lifts everybody up. But first, in my shoes as a consumer, I know that when I finish a product and I look at the packaging and there isn't a How to Recycle label, I get frustrated. And so I think that is the root of much of where SpecRite hopes to help out here, is that, you know, ultimately we can make it easier for companies and brands to get How to Recycle labels on their products, because if you're managing the data that is required to make a How to Recycle label assessment, and we can make it, you know, 10 steps easier or save X amount of time, or reduce the amount of duplicate data entry, all of those will end up leading to How to Recycle labels getting created faster, and, you know, ultimately at higher volumes. And so I think the main reason that SpecRite got involved was because our customers were asking for it. But as we looked into it more, and we saw that there's a huge opportunity to help make it more efficient with How to Recycle.
Adam, you mean your partners? Your partners were asking for it.
Exactly, our partners.
Yeah.
Success. All right. So just so I understand, one, this makes sense because SpecRite, you manage all the specifications, right? So you're across not just the packaging, but the actual formulation and product as well, supply chain. So then, part of what How to Recycle does is you're kind of breaking down all of the specifications. You need the specifications in order to say, yeah, this component of the packaging gets recycled here. This is, you know, biodegradable. This is landfill. And you're currently doing that by having the brand tell you what this product is, what this breakdown is. Or are you studying that internally and saying, okay, this is how you do it? Or are you counting on the brand to provide you that information?
So the brand is always the member. So you know, from a specification standpoint, and there is some liability, right? So from a specification standpoint, the brand is always the member of How to Recycle. And we have a platform-based system where the brand is entering up to 70 pieces of data around a specification to answer some of those questions that you just talked about. Sure. So recyclability being the biggest one. So we base our assessment on the FTC green guides. So, and what we've taken is the FTC green guides and put metrics to them, because much of the green guides do not have data points. So if you think, I think the only data point in the green guides is 60% access. Like that's the only hard percent. So what How to Recycle has done is created a metric around that. And what I think SpecRite has done really smartly, and this sounds like a humble brag, I'll try not to let it be that, is took our questions and they started to think about why would we not use these in our specifications. So we made sure those fields existed somewhere in a SpecRite system. So when a brand does it, it hopefully is then an easy button to be able to just pull it through. Now, I think the complexity of it, so that's if the brand is there, and you guys should cut me off because no one should give me a lot of time.
But then on the flip side of this, you've got the, right, instead of the brand having to provide you this information, you've got now SpecRite, which you've got all the specifications because you've drilled everything down, right, Adam Armstrong?
Yep.
Yeah. And then, oh, dang it.
he can do a one word.
I was going to say, Adam Peak knows it well. I think we can address the question that either Adam.
I do not. I do not need to be. I don't have a VP at SpecRite type.
He's wearing a hard-boiled egg shirt.
There you go. It's a donut and a hamburger. Thank you.
Excellent.
I think, you know, to that question, as I'm thinking about this, you know, I've helped some brands go through the How to Recycle process. And, you know, it's not as though the importance has gone down. It's just, it seems like this is such a natural marriage between the two organizations, because you both need each other to help accelerate the amount of brands that can be putting this on there. Right. And so getting access quickly to the data then accelerates the ability to approve whatever's going to be on the logo. So I when I heard about it first, I was like, well, of course, this makes a ton of sense.
Right.
Yeah. And I think you go, Paul.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I agree with that. I think, again, elegant solution. It's when you look around and you kind of say, oh, someone must have thought of this already. Because I know I'm not, you guys all know I'm not that bright. So, like, someone must have thought of this already. And then you're like, nope, no one's doing it yet. That's when you know you're onto gold.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I think one thing that, you know, Corey and I have talked about a number of times is that, you know, ultimately, the goal is to help drive sustainability across the board. And so the data that is being stored in SpecRite, and we all love talking about data, is, you know, the same information is being used to run a life cycle assessment. It's being used to do extended producer responsibility reporting. It's being used to do the how to recycle assessment. So rather than having to enter that into three or four locations, you know, being able to standardize and harmonize and then, you know, fulfill all of those objectives and hopefully, you know, improve the sustainability across the board and make an environmental impact in a few different areas with, you know, doing it in less time. And especially with how lean it seems like so many of these teams are, and you know, often who the responsibility falls on to get this information together, making that more efficient is, you know, better for everybody.
So then how do you, I guess this is directed at both of you, is how does the labeling work when we're talking about, you know, across different states, right? Where something may be recyclable in one versus another one. And does that tie back into specifications and kind of geography in terms of supply chain?
Armstrong, you want me to go?
That's for you, Paul.
That sounds like a Paul question to me. But so if you think about, like I was talking about 60% access. So, you know, where we're thinking US, obviously that's made of many municipalities, many zip codes.
Yeah.
And so what we end up doing is either doing annual studies of our own that are access studies for the United States or relying on other partners. So some of you may have heard of our partnership with the Recycling Partnership or TRP to use their national database for access to evolve the how to recycle label to be able to be scannable by consumers. So currently, you know, the heart of that matter, it's an imperfect system. And what we're working with is if it's 60% or higher, it could be considered widely recycled, but that still means there could be, you know, 30, 40% that don't have access. So we're working towards this being a live system where people can actually find out if in their location it's accessible. But in the meantime, you know, before how to recycle, there was nothing really being placed on. So I look at it as like a living, breathing program that's changing with the world. And as different parts of circularity start to work on their projects. So you mentioned states, Adam mentioned extended producer responsibility, like that's all going to play a part in this. I think the win for me is the tighter we have data at our fingertips, the easier it's going to be to make really good decisions for the world. And by the way, for your business. So as you start to look at your budgets, what you should be working on for design change.
It seems like there's an issue here where brands or customers of SpecRite or partners of Green Blue have a daunting task ahead of them of how do they get all of this on-pack labeling handled? How do they get all of their specifications figured out for scope reporting? And what you two have done together as communities is provided an easy way to accommodate this. Is that kind of how it feels?
I think that we are getting there. You know, I don't think that we want to say, hey, this is going to be a simple click of a button and you know, can wash your hands of it. And, you know, I think that there still is obviously work involved, but we're going to make it much simpler. We're going to make it more efficient. And then, you know, one of the things that I've been most impressed with Green Blue and how to recycle is that the regulations and the requirements and, you know, on a municipality basis, you know, obviously on a state and federal basis are changing all the time. And so this isn't just a one-time thing. You know, this has to be reassessed. And, you know, that is one of the things that we heard from, you know, a lot of partners that we were talking with is that they have a tough time keeping up with it. And, you know, they're getting the information from How to Recycle, but they don't necessarily have somebody within their company that can stay on top of it. And so I think this partnership is another way where if we can help embed some of that information in SpecRite, and so it's not only, you know, just feeding the data to run the assessment, but it's also providing some, you know, pre-assessment checks and getting in some of that kind of intelligence that's coming from How to Recycle and making it so you catch that on the front end as opposed to at the end of the assessment. So I think it is definitely going to simplify it. It's going to make it faster. But you know, it still is a process.
I think back
as, until we get,
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say until we get AI involved in this. Right. And then I had a conversation with Eamon, CTO over at SpecRite, and we were kind of just digging into the spec intelligence before artificial intelligence. Right. And being able to, have all this information that you're collecting and have available, and then figuring out how to position into all these different areas it needs to go to make things so much easier. So it's kind of, it's not just these partnerships that you're building, but also looking to the future to make these things.
Yeah, just absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, foundationally, and what Am Armstrong was talking about, like the steps that it takes, but we can see that path, right? What you just talked about. So if you have the specs and you're repeatedly making an assessment of a spec, machine learning will start to be able to learn that. So we're piloting machine learning this year as well, so that when you look at like a How to Recycle assessment today, it's done currently always by a person, which we love. Like that was the best way to do it. The technology wasn't there. It was a growing program. But if you look at now over 12 years and having so many brands using it, you can say like 50% of those assessments are repeat assessments. Mm-hmm. So to be able to speed up the system so we get more instruction on pack, I do think there's a huge piece with AI and machine learning that'll play a part in that. But if you don't foundationally have what Adam Armstrong and SpecRite are working on, it doesn't work. So it's kind of like let's put each block in place and then really rev it up so that this becomes just, you know, you're just turning them out. I don't know if I'm allowed to ask a question, but I'm going to anyway. So on the converter side, I think, I don't know if you guys like that term or not.
Partner.
what was your thing yet earlier? Blessed something. I couldn't get your whole thing. Not Mr. Peak, but it was like.
Oh, Reverend. Know,
yeah.
So how do you think about that from like raw specification? Say you're doing a private brand or you're partnering with a brand, like how do you think about your data and passing it forward into these systems?
That was actually going to be my point. So thanks for the softball. And for I didn't know back. That. Yeah, no, we didn't cross notes. It's the reason why I think I'm so excited about what's happening with SpecRite is it's creating an ecosystem for all of the parties to have kind of a single source of truth, objectively true things. It's not saying, you know, Matthew Wright's been pretty clear about this. He says, like, we don't define sustainability. We give you the data for you to do it. And so as a converter, I send people to, you know, to SpecRite often because I'm like, well, do you want to, you know, as Adam was talking about, like run an LCA? Do you want to understand, you know, EPR? Do you want to look at how to recycle? Do you need to do your own palletization program? You know, and as they continue to build, for me, and Myers is looking to get on the SpecRite network, being a a supplier into it means that I only have to communicate one time into a system, and it can, and if I look at my customers, excuse me, if I look at our partners at Myers, and I think about all of the things that they have to do now, the packaging engineers specifically, and the procurement supply chain people. I know we've got someone, Nadim from Saudi Arabia at the Supply Chain Academy. You know, like all these supply chain people, they're being asked to do more and more and more and more and more stuff with fewer and fewer resources. And so having something like this to say, hey, we're going to make it easier to go through how to recycle. Whereas before, it was not only a manual process on your end, Paul, it was a manual process for us because we had to go pull all of the information. And then it was a manual process for typically an overworked packaging engineering team. Right. You know, I think about Adam, like the stories that Kevin Davis has told us about EPR and all the help that that has had. So I just see more and more and more like, how can we make the data do multiple things at one time? And I'm really excited for it. I would much rather my customers own their data.
Partners.
I'm going to go with revered partners. I would much rather have them own their own data and let us be great at making the stuff, not have us also have to be great at being the data providers all the time. So it's really exciting.
So is How to Recycle just North America or is this global?
It's a good question. So it's Canada and US actually. So what we've done is really focused there. Most of our members have been there, but in the last few years, back to that listening tour that I did at the beginning, many of our members are global. So last year we had an event in London in December. So we went to the UK and started to have some discussions with RAP and OPRL and some of the different labeling systems there. So currently, yes, but you know, I would love a world where there's one system and you know that it's all fed in and people are say that's impossible. Like that's kind of catnip to me. Tell me that's impossible. Let's work on that.
Let's do it.
And chip away at it. Like it's small chunks. So say we get a European and How to Recycle system that is very well aligned. And then say, if you've seen the systems in South America or you've seen some of the systems in New Zealand, Australia, there's some very good systems that frankly, all of our systems for instruction are fairly similar because doing the same thing. So I believe there's a space where we could, while it's currently only North America, minimally harmonize the system so that it's that same 60 to 70 questions for everyone. But in my Nirvana state, there'd be one label system to rule them all.
Yeah. Let's talk about that in Amsterdam in November at your event. Very exciting.
Yeah. Very exciting event.
Now, and then, you know, you're talking about like the Australia, New Zealand. I mean, they've got a pretty good system there. I know they continue to work on that stuff. And obviously in France, they've got the Trimon logo and, you know, that whole system, which is, it's a lot, right? Outside of North America, everybody has like 12 different bins in their kitchen. But that's kind of what we need. You know, I don't know that we're willing to do that here in the US. I don't know. I guess the question is then to you, Adam, is SpecRite supporting some of these other programs like the Trimon and some of these others outside of the US?
Good question.
That Adam.
This Adam. So, you know, currently similar to Paul, we're focused on North America for, you know, working with the How to Recycle program specifically. We do have, you know, many of our customers operate globally, and we have a number of partners. I'm gonna correct myself every time, and a number of partners that are based, you know, in Europe and elsewhere outside of the U.S. And we do help them with kind of individual one-off programs, but we haven't focused yet on, you know, kind of a wider partnership. I think, honestly, a goal would be to grow with How to Recycle as they kind of expand and partner more in those areas. And, you know, we'll see what the timing is. And we've had conversations with other programs, and we've looked at, you know, how can we support this individual company that doesn't have, you know, what they need in Europe, for example. But I think on a larger scale, it makes sense to do it together.
Okay. Awesome. And then I see Anthony's got a question here. Is a Canadian Stewardship Services Alliance involved?
They are without our cycle.
Okay. I don't know what that is, so I'm just asking the question. Thank you,
Paul. If you have milk in a bag, can that be recycled? I think that's the question.
I just keep it in my pocket.
I think the other interesting thing involved, I'm a packaging nerd. A lot of these materials that we're seeing, we're also getting questions on direct mail and mail, and couldn't this system just apply to that? And we are using how to recycle on mail, but back to the data point of like, the materials that are now in the database for how to recycle, if we do this in a smart way, right, you can start applying it to all kinds of industries. In-store signage is another one that we've had a number of questions about. So when you start to look at goals for how to recycle, 87% of our members either have environmental goals or are currently building their environmental goals as we speak. And to not have the data to be able to really make good decisions around that becomes a struggle. But if we do it right, just think about how that could start to influence other industries. And the waste stream that we talk about is very packaging focused, but we know there's more going into that waste stream that needs recovery than packaging.
Got it. Corey, you had a question?
I have lots of questions, but I think we're about over time here. I think this has been an awesome insight into the future of sustainable packaging, how it will continue to progress. What you gentlemen are doing is excellent, and we're thankful to be a small part of that by announcing it today.
How do people get in touch with you?
Take it first, Paul.
Oh, okay. I thought the partnership guy, that was like, I was giving you that softball. So basically, if you go to greenblue.org, you will get me there, or you can go to paul.nowak@greenblue.org.
Perfect.
Or LinkedIn.
I just wanted to be able to, take more time, which is why I chose a second. Also, I was hoping that the two Adams were going to riff on the NBA playoffs for a while. Mm. You know,
there's nothing to riff about.
With the beatdown on the
defending champion Denver Nuggets. Adam, so besides MySpace, which everyone could find you on, where else would they find you?
I was Tom's first friend on MySpace.
He told me I was number one.
I believe
it. Like the first guy, you are my number one. Adam,
he may have told all of us that.
Dang it, Tom.
You can go to specright.com. That is specright.com, and connect with us there. You can reach out to info@specright.com, or you can reach me directly at aarmstrong@specright.com. And this is a topic that we are passionate about. And I think one of the stats that, you know, I share, which is anecdotal, but I've been at SpecRight for about 8.5 years. And the first few years, this topic came up, you know, close to 0% of the time. And then it shifted and it came up, you know, maybe 10 to 20%, and now, you know, literally 100% of our conversations include the topic of sustainability, and a high percentage of them, you know, include the topic of recycling and recyclability, and specifically how to recycle. So the timing is definitely critical and definitely valuable for us to be working together.
And I wanted to take a second and thank the three of you. So a longtime listener, first time caller for some of you, but like the amplification, take Greenblue and SBC and put it over here. I'm not talking about that, but the amplification you're doing on this topic with your networks is so important. So thank you for all the sustainability work and how you're bringing this to the masses. It's really important work.
Thank you.
I'm just here for the money.
I think we
can tell.
Oh man. All right, guys, we start wrapping up here. Just Corey, I think Corey, Adam Armstrong, and I are the three odd men out here.
I'm shaving my head next week.
That's right.
Adam sent me a skull shaver.
I'll send you a skull shaver.
I'm gonna record 100 videos and post one every day and tag Adam.
You are gonna love it. It's the best. It's not creepy at all.
No, it's really appropriate for social media.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. If you guys are watching, do us a favor. If you got any questions, or maybe you've watched this and you have more questions, or you want to reach out, put it in the comments. Just throw any questions you have in the comments. Do us a favor. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. Definitely reach out to Paul and Adam, not Adam Peake, but Adam Armstrong, for sure, to learn more. Let's just see what else we can do to move forward in making packaging more sustainable. Happy Earth. Life.
Happy Earth Day.
Thanks
Emilio. Thanks, Corey. Thanks,
partners.
Adam. Thanks, Paul.
See
thanks,
you.
Everybody.
Guys.
Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today.